Welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report at the intersection of medicine and politics. Your host is Dr. Stephen Hotze, founder and CEO of Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. Dr. Hotze is a graduate of the University of Texas Medical School in Houston and has overseen the treatment of 45,000 patients. He has been a leader in the wellness revolution since 1989. Dr. Hotze has hosted over 1,400 of his own radio programs and appeared on hundreds of other radio and TV programs across America. He's a renowned author, speaker, and conservative Christian patriot leader. Now, here's Dr. Hotze and the Dr. Hotze Report.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report. Today, I have on as our guest my business coach, my personal coach, Coach Mike Burt. Coach Burt hails out of Tennessee, out of Murfreesboro, which is outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and he has a remarkable life story as a coach. He really started as an athletic coach and coached his teams to national championships. And then, because he had done such amazing work with these high school students, businesses in the area asked if he could come by and share the principles that he taught his teammates or his team players in their lives. Could he share those with the people that worked in the businesses? And lo and behold, one thing transitioned into another. He became a personal business coach and has been my coach at least for the last 5 or 6 years. And I'm pleased to have him as Coach Michael Burt out of Nashville. We're going to be back with Coach Burt and talk about how to flip the switch in your brain so you can become successful in life. We'll be back with Coach Burt in an interview after this announcement.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep. Welcome back to the Dr. Hotze Report. Of course, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and I have a very fascinating, intriguing, and motivating gentleman as my guest today is Coach Mike Burt out of basically Nashville, Tennessee. He lives in Murfreesboro, but that's right outside of Nashville. And Coach Burt has spent the last spent his life since he was out of college, spent his life coaching. First, he started coaching high school basketball and and took teams in high school basketball that were nothing and nobodies, took them to national championships there in Tennessee. And then because of the principles he taught these young players, businesses in the area asked him, could he come speak to their staff? One thing led to another, and he became a business coach. And he travels all over the country speaking at conferences, motivating people, helping people activate what he calls their prey drive. That's spelled P-R-E-Y, their prey drive, the goal, the desire to make have a purpose in life and to accomplish it. And we're going to talk to him about his newest book, his 17th book. I told him he's got to get really serious about writing books in his life if he's going to do something successful. So he finally got his 17th book written after kind of slumming it around for the last few years. He's got 17 books. No, really, it's really amazing that he has 17 books. And they talk about personal achievement and how can you obtain personal achievement in life. So without further ado, Coach, I want you to share with us your philosophy on life and on how you help people achieve the goals and a purpose in life and a goal in their life and how you help them achieve that in your role as a coach.
Well, my role started very early in life. I had a big revelation early in life that everybody needs a coach in their life because coach will kind of create a tension in your life, help you have conversations you may not want to have, become something you didn't think you could become. And so at 18 years old, I really became fascinated and motivated by what activates the drive inside of a person to come alive, right? The knowledge, the skill, the desire, the confidence. And I didn't know it at the time. This was 20, 25 years ago. What I was really learning was how to activate what I call today as the prey drive in a person, P-R-E-Y-D-R-I-V-E, which is an instinct to see something with the eyes or in the mind, and have the persistence and the intensity to pursue it. An animal has a prey drive. It's the animal's ability to stalk, capture, and kill prey. And I basically associated that in a human. And I said, humans have a drive that has not been activated. It's deactivated, or it's become complacent or dormant. And a good coach has a structure in how to activate that drive. That's really what I spent the last 20 to 30 years of my life doing.
And I noticed you've said, and I've heard you say that almost 90% of the people in life don't really know what's happening. They haven't really even set a goal or plan or purpose for their lives, and they kind of muddle through life without ever really accomplishing anything, and which is a shame. That's a lot of wasted human mind power that has gone to waste. As a matter of fact, I've heard it said that 2% of the people of the world make things happen. 8% of the people know what happened. And the rest say, what happened? So what you're doing is really reaching out to people who have that prey drive or have a desire to make something in their lives, but really need some guidance and direction from a coach. Not everybody is going to grow up to be a Ronald Reagan, for crying out loud, or a great leader. You know, you've got certain people that God's given basically some skills, some abilities, some capabilities in their lives. And they have this desire to lead and to guide people and direct people in the right direction. And you help them do that. Would you agree with me? Not everybody's a born leader.
Yeah, I think if we went back and looked at those people, I mean, you've probably studied Reagan and those people at a high level. Most of those people were exposed to something along the way that activated their drive. They met a person, they saw something, they read something, they were around something, and that kind of activated that drive in them to want to pursue greatness, to want to help people, to want to play at a higher level. For me, it was a coach very early in life, and then it was Stephen Covey, Dr. Stephen Covey, when I was 18. And that kind of activated my drive and said, man, I want to grow up and impact people. I want to be a leader. I want to take initiative. I want to do big things. But I didn't come from, you know, I came from a single mom who had a lot of prey drive. She was a worker. She instilled in me, we don't whine. We don't complain. We don't make excuses. She kind of instilled in me a work ethic. But then it was these things that happened along my life that exposed me to a better life. And that's really what activated my drive to want to go be an international coach.
So when did you make the transition from being a high school basketball coach to becoming a leader and coach of men and women?
Yeah, at 25 years old, I was constantly getting questions from people. What are you doing with those kids? How are you winning like this? Why do they play so hard for you? Where does the discipline come from? And so I made a decision to write my first book when I was 25 years old. And unbeknownst to me, when I wrote that book, it was for coaches, but coaches wouldn't buy it because I was only 25 years old. So business people begin to buy the book. And I began to get all these phone calls from business people. Will you come and speak to my people? Will you come and coach our people? And that speaking led to coaching. So at 31 years old, I retired from athletic coaching to build what has now become a multi-million-dollar coaching business, where all I do all day, every day, is help activate that drive in companies and people around the world. And through coaching programs, boot camps, speaking engagements, books, intellectual property. And so now that's pretty much all I do all day, every day, which is coach some of the best people in the world.
You mentioned what a coach does. A coach stimulates or causes you to do things you don't want to do so you can accomplish things you didn't know you could accomplish. Is that right?
That's right. So yeah, there's three. Go ahead.
Go ahead. There's three
phases of the prey drive. Now, remember, there's about 20 motivational theories out there, and all of those theories say the same thing. We move toward things we want. When we're hungry, we move toward food. When we're thirsty, we move toward people, toward drink.
Water.
When we're lonely, we move toward people. So what happens when we have everything we want is we actually lose our motivation. We become complacent. So there are three phases of this drive. One, it has to be activated, and it has to be activated every single day. Number two, there must be a persistence or what I call a long obedience in the same direction. That was a Eugene Peterson book title, right? Then there was a number three, it has to be a persistence to this prey drive. So there's activation, there's persistence, there's intensity. Intensity is the third phase, which means there's got to be targets, timelines, intensity towards something. We're moving toward what we call in the book the B. You're at A. And you're moving toward B, and B is the dominant aspiration or the tangible outcome you're trying to drive. But the prey drive must be activated to move toward it.
All this sounds so very similar to the way other great leaders have taught individuals how to be successful. I think of Napoleon Hill, where he said his first principle. He had 18 principles of success. The first principle was develop and write down your definite purpose. Why does God have you here? What's your purpose in life? And let me ask you this, Coach. And so that and that's what you're saying. You want to activate that prey drive. You know, you want to activate it, and that means you got to write it down. You got to know where you're going before you get started, right?
Yes.
Okay. You got to know what your target is. You can't just go out and say, well, I'm just going to go out and get an education and go get a job. You got to have a definite purpose. And I know you have a definite purpose, and I saw you when you were just starting your business of coaching, and how you came to Houston, and how you've really done how you visited Houston. You don't live in Houston, but you've come here and you've helped literally hundreds and hundreds of leaders in Houston become activated to fulfill their God-given purpose in life. Now, one thing I've noticed among many success-oriented leaders is that they shy away from ever talking about faith in God, trusting God, doing what God's will is. They kind of try to remain secular, but I was pleased the other day, I heard you talk about how you start your day. What your day looks like. And you said the first thing you do, you play a song, I'm Glad to Be Alive Today, something like that. I haven't heard it, but you play that song every day. And then you listen to a 15-minute Christian sermon. I guess your pastor or pastors around the country. What do you listen to?
Yeah, I listen to Jimmy Evans, which is a pastor out of Texas, Amarillo, Texas. And what I'm trying to do there is activate my drive in all parts of my nature. So think of yourself as physical, physically. If you want to activate that, that's through exercise. Then I activate my faith in the mornings. Typically the first thing I do on the way to the gym, go to the gym, activate physically, come home, spend time with my kids. That's emotionally. Then get ready for the business day, listen to something on business. I'm trying to activate that drive every day in all parts of my nature. But I start every morning with the faith. That's what I want to activate first. Every day as I go into battle. You know, King David was a great king in the Bible until he stopped going into battle. And his own troops. And his own troops talked him out of going into battle. And, so I'm big on going into battle every day, armoring up, being ready to go, taking your talents to the world. And that starts with the faith every morning.
And I want to underscore what Coach says about that. Is he every day he disciplines himself to exercise his faith, to listen to some Christian pastor give a message on the Bible so that he can incorporate that into his spirit, because that's what gives us direction. Ultimately, it says in the Bible, seek first God. Christ said, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. So the first thing we got to do is got to get our priorities straight. And our priorities here, we're here for a short period of time. You mentioned in your last talk, the average age of a male is 78. The average age in America is 82 for a female. And figure out how old you are and how many years you have, and then multiply that by three to get to the average age mortality of the average American. So I'm 72. If the average American male dies at 78, on average, I would have 6 more years of life times 365 days, and that helps you put your life in perspective, what you have to do. So, Coach, there's a verse in Scripture, and I believe it's in Psalm 33 or 34, that says, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the extent of my days? Let me know how transient I am. Surely my life is like handbreadths, and my days are like nothing in thy sight. Even man at his best is a mere breath. So teach us to number our days that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom. So as we set our goals, we want to make sure we set them intentionally towards a worthy cause. And there are a lot of worthy causes that we can give our life to. And it also says, I want to bring this to the attention of our listeners, that when we talk about writing goals, it says, commit your way to the Lord, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So first and foremost, as we think about building a successful life for ourselves, for our family, for our friends, for our business, it says, commit your way to the Lord, seek him first, and he'll make straight your path. So we've got to put God first, fear him first, and then we begin to incorporate these success principles that Coach Burke talks about. And let's talk about once you've set down your goal, you've written down your target, then what's the next step you have people do? What do they have to do what's the next step in reaching that goal?
Well, you'd be shocked on how many people don't first just write the goal down. I mean, you said a minute ago, reminded me of the verse in the Bible that says, write it down on a tablet and then run toward it. Write your vision down on a tablet and then run toward it, right? And I think about, so when I ask people, even successful people, I do, the whole book is about this exercise of from going from A to B. A is your current position, B is where you're trying to get to. And then the pray drive is activated throughout to go pursue, right? Pray drive is pursuit of what? Your God-given talent, your abilities, your potential, your opportunities, right? If you're a business person, you're pursuing opportunity. You're a salesperson, you're pursuing leads and opportunity. You're following up. See, the whole thing is about moving from A to B, but you would be shocked how many people do not have a clear B. Now, on the concept of writing it down and running toward it, I do the A to B exercise, A on one side of the tablet, B on the other side. I've done it over 200 times. Probably in the last, 90 to 120 days. I do this exercise almost every day. I write down A on one side and B. Now, why? programs it in the subconscious mind, which is like a supercomputer. When you write it down, when you write your goals down and you think about it and you talk about it, it programs it. And so many people don't want to do that. But it's like, you know, with me, there's a selling system. You're writing it down. Who are we calling on? Who are we following up with? Who are we engaging with? There's a method. There's a system. And it's all moving toward this goal that we're trying to reach for our business and for our life. But many have never activated that drive or really don't know how to do it every day.
And what Coach is telling you folks is once you set your goal, write it down, and you need to write down a deadline. You got to set a time when you want to achieve that goal. And remember, you're always on the, once you write that down, the next thing you have to do is ask yourself, what is the benefit of achieving that goal? If I were to achieve this goal I've written down, what is the benefit? If you remind yourself of the benefit, then when things get tough, you can go back and say, the reason I'm doing this is because there's a benefit at the end of it, and I want to accomplish that benefit. Then the third thing you've got to do is ask yourself, what do I have to do to achieve this goal? Who do I have to know? What do I have to read? And so that's where you talk about sharpening your skills and how important it is to sharpen your personal skills so you can achieve the goals. And one of the things, you've got to know who you need to know to achieve your goals. And guess what? Coach Burt is a person you need to know. You need a personal coach in your life to help keep you on track. Someone that's going to ask you tough questions and make you do tough things and hold you accountable. That's what Coach Burt does. That's what a good life coach does. That's what a good business coach does, is he looks over your shoulder and he guides you and directs. You still got to do the work. You know, it's like any coach, you know, you can be in the Olympics and you're going to get a coach, or you can be a golfer and get a coach, be a piano player and you're going to get a piano coach that's going to, or a speech coach. They're going to give you recommendations. And that's what Coach Burt does in his book, Flip the Switch. You'll get recommendations. Any of the great business book give you recommendations. But guess what? Guess who's got to do the hard work? The athlete. You're an athlete in whatever field you're in, and you're going to have to follow the directions. And then what you've got to do is figure out what the obstacles are. What obstacles do you have to overcome to achieve your goals? And then you got to write down your goal. You got to write down a plan. And talk to us about writing out a plan, Coach Burt. What does that entail?
Well, I think it entails, when I talk about your B, okay, and let's just take for an example, if I wanted my company to do X number in revenue, and for a reason. Now, you mentioned the word because a minute ago, and in the book, I talk about this. I actually don't believe you have to find your why to do something big in the world. I actually believe your purpose finds you when you are pursuing something, right? Pursuing a curiosity, an interest. So what I like better than find your why is what's called because goals. And because goals are big reasons you do something when you don't feel like it. See, when I set my target, that's my B. And then the question comes, now, why would I want to hit that target? Because of this reason. Because it's going to give me a better life, because I'm going to have more money, because I'm going to help more people, because somebody poured into me when I was a kid. Because
is really your benefit. You're saying, because why am I doing this? Because of this benefit that it's going to give me. And right. You've got to, as Coach says, you got to keep that in mind. Otherwise, you know, it's like you get worn out. You say, I can't keep going. You got to keep your because or your benefit in front of you. Good. But what about writing out a plan? How do you do that? How does a plan get written out?
Yeah. But between A and B are the actual actions. And a lot of people get caught up in the mechanics. How do I do it? I don't know how to do it. When I actually think we should be asking a different question, it should be who could help us? Who could help us move from A to B? Okay. Who do I need to hire? Who knows how to do this? Who knows how, like I'm building a greatness factory in downtown Nashville. I've never built a $7 million commercial building before. So I start asking who knows how to design this? Who knows how to put it together? Who knows how to build it? Who knows how to get it through the city? Who knows how to do these things? So in between A and B are typically knowledge, skill, desire, confidence, and relationships. And so I begin writing out who can help me. I'm here. I'm trying to get here. Who are the people who can help me move from A to B? And what key actions do I need to take to reach it?
Right. So you start writing out who can help you. Then what else? What else
then
is
I,
in that plan?
Then I start turning it into high value activity. See, a high value activity is a activity that moves you toward your B. A low value activity is any activity that you participate in that has nothing to do with moving you toward your desired outcome, which is what most people do all day long. They don't have a time management problem. They have a confusion of priority, right? Once a person has a clear definitive purpose, or B in my case, then every action they take should move them toward that B. And that is a high value activity. So I sit down and I go, okay, what's the highest value of my time to move me toward my B? I need to talk to this person. I need to set this in motion. I need to follow up with this person. I need to make sure this is clear. And then I need to follow up like crazy, which is where Pray Drive is. It's initiating and follow up. And I'm bringing something to a close. I'm bringing it to an end. And I'm telling you, this is something that is very scarce in today's world. People don't initiate ideas enough, and they don't follow up and bring things to a close. So there's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of conversing. There's not a lot of conversion.
It says, there's a verse in the Bible that says, it talks about, I'm trying to remember how the verse is stated. It says, in all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. So you got to get to work, right? Okay, we're going to be back with Coach Burt after this break. Thanks for joining us today on the Dr. Hotze Report.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZEHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Welcome back to the Dr. Hotze Report. I have with us today on our program in the second half, Coach Mike Burt again. And Coach Burt is a life coach, a business coach, out of the Nashville, Tennessee area, Murfreesboro, as a matter of fact, who has had a very successful career as a high school basketball coach, leading his team to national championships. And subsequently, because he gained so much fame in doing that, businesses all over the Nashville area were calling him up, asking him to help train their people on the principles that he was training his high school athletes. And one thing led to another, and that transitioned him into a coach of leaders, of business leaders and of businesses across the country. He's written over 17 books. His latest book is, put it on the screen, Flip the Switch. Flip the Switch, which is coming out when? January 31st?
January 31st, 2023, 31st. Yes.
And you can sign up for a pre-order on that. How do they do that? Do we have that on the screen? There you go.
Yep.
Explain about that, what they can do to pre-order it. And
yeah, this book is coming out January 31st, but you can pre-order the book and get a lot of bonuses with that book, meaning days of coaching. You get 2 days of coaching with me as part of purchasing the book. You get 90 days of Wednesday calls with me in a group setting. Plus, you get me breaking the book down. So it's definitely worth you purchasing the book just to get all of the coaching bonuses that come along with people who take fast action. I'm a big believer in fast action people and making a decision and moving towards something. So plus, if you order multiple copies of the book, you know, we're doing speaking engagements for people. We're doing events, Zooms, and webinars. If there's people out there who want to order in bulk to activate that drive in their people, then I'm certainly open to speaking to their group or doing a Zoom or coaching sessions for their people for the bulk orders.
And Coach was just in town. I saw him this past week. He was in town speaking at an event here in Houston to a group of entrepreneurs. And of course, we were invited. We knew Coach, and he invited us and key members of my team to attend. And it was wonderful. And it was about this whole concept of flipping the switch, which means turning on your prey drive, activating your prey drive, which is so key and important. Now, Coach, I'm going to segue and I want you to share with individuals your key way you introduce yourself when people ask you who you are or what you do. You have a very novel way to explain who you are. You taught me that, and I've adopted it, and I'd like you to share that with the team. So somebody comes up and says, meet you on an elevator, or you happen to be standing around at a hotel somewhere and you stand beside somebody, they introduce themselves, or you're at a party and they introduce themselves to you. And they ask you, what do you do for a living? What kind of work you in? How do you answer that question, Coach?
Well, most people answer the question incorrectly by going straight to what they do, which places them in a commodity trap. People don't really care what you do. What they're thinking is this person going to be an asset or a liability to me? So I never lead with what I do. I lead with what I believe. And I actually say to people, before I tell you what I do, let me back up and tell you what I believe. I believe everybody needs a good coach in their life. I believe a good coach can change your life. I believe those that have a coach always outperform those who don't have a coach. Now, do you have a good coach in your life, or have you ever had a good coach in your life? And people immediately go, oh, yeah, absolutely. I literally know within 15 seconds if I have someone who is open, humble, hungry, teachable, coachable. They have what we call a teachable spirit. And so the framework we use would be an explanation of value, which is to first lead with what you believe, never what you do. Then to tell people why you believe what you do, which is your story of origin or where you had a big revelation about something. And we'll tie this to the revelation you had with your father and what your father said to you when that prompted you. That would be a big cause goal for you starting Hotsy Health and Wellness. Then we move to what we do. So we don't move to what we do until the third thing. And I've tried to get that real crisp. I help people find, package, market, and monetize what makes them unique in the world. I do that by activating their prey drive, which causes them to want and expand an expansion in their life. Now, this is how this is different than maybe other coaches that are out there. And I go into my differential advantage. I then move to success stories or credibility indicators of people who have been successful that I've coached. And then I have a call to action. If I could do this for you, like I've done it for other people, what would stop you from moving forward? What would stop you from going to round two with me? And that is a much stronger way to explain your value. And that is based on a premise. The premise is that people do business with other people who believe the same things they do. So don't lead with what you do. What if I just said I'm a business coach or I'm a life coach? And people say, oh, yeah, there's 700,000 business coaches in the world. And I may say I believe that people have a song to sing and people to sing that song to. And I believe that because I was started as a high school basketball coach, and now I'm writing books and traveling the world. And what I really do is help people find that song and package that song and market that song and ultimately monetize that song. That's a much better way to say it than to say I'm a business coach or a life coach. And that's one of the things we did with you and your company that you adopted, which is how you explain your value at a higher level.
I think this is really a key point Coach makes. We have adopted it here at the OTC Health and Wellness Center. So when I meet with new guests here, I'm the CEO of a large multi-enterprise organization. We have four enterprises here at our center. And I meet with new guests. They're all seen by other providers, but I always want to make sure I see any new guest that comes in to our center and meet with them personally because my name's on the building and, you know, I'm the man. They want to see Dr. Hoetze. They're always glad to see the owner of the business come in and say hello to them and visit with them. But I always share with them, I do several things. But the first thing I do is I compliment them and congratulate them on taking charge of their health. That is so very important. So I always give a positive statement, and that lets them know that what they've done is good because, you know, you come into a health and wellness center and it's a cash-based practice and it's high dollar. You want to make sure you've done the right thing. So I always compliment them because I think there's nothing more important than investing in your health, whether it's physical, spiritual, or emotional or mental. You want to invest in your health. You want to be a healthy individual because healthy people enjoy life more than people that are unhealthy. So anyway, and then I always say, and I want you to know, I believe you made a great choice today because I believe everybody needs to have a physician and provider and a staff of professionals who can coach you on a path to health and wellness naturally. So as you mature, you got energy, you got vitality, you've got enthusiasm for life.
Yes.
That's what you want to have as you mature, without pharmaceutical drugs, without having to be sick all the time. And we do that using a 8-point treatment regimen, and we apply it. You know, it's healthy eating lifestyle, replenishment of hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, thyroid support, exercise. You've got allergies, we treat for that, and a good healthy eating program. These are some of the principles that we use to help people get on that path of health and wellness. But the most important thing we do is, in talking to them, is share with them what we believe. Because as you mentioned, you want to do business with, you want people to do business with you who believe what you believe. I have no desire for somebody coming into my office who believes in conventional medicine and taking drugs is going to make them well, and they want to live off insurance. Everybody has, you have a right to do that if you want to do it, and more power to you. But those aren't the kind of people that we're seeking to partner with. We want to partner with people that want to take charge of their own health, willing to make an investment in their health, and who believe in natural approaches to health. Once you attract those people, just like Coach attracts people who want to make a change in their life, who want to improve, who want to have that song to sing, who want to have purpose and direction, who want to accomplish things, take advantage of opportunities, and he can help you do that. That's what Coach does, and that's so everybody, and I've shared this with you. I shared this with you just to see how I've adopted Coach Burt's very keen strategy on explaining who he is, and that's what each one of you needs to do. You need to write down not what you do, when you do that, Coach mentions, you make yourself a commodity. Mm-hmm. What if I go to a party and somebody goes, hello, how are you doing? You know, so I'm Steve Hoetze, and they're, you know, Jim Jones, and they're Jimmy Bob. And he goes, what do you do? I go, I'm a doctor. Oh, okay. I mean, you go to parties all the time and you introduce yourself to somebody. So, well, how are you doing? What do you do? Well, I'm a lawyer. You know, or I have an air conditioning company. That's it. They're just a commodity rather than there's no passion in what they're doing. And Coach, talk to us about this in sales. Mm. How a person can have passion about what they sell and how, what kind of difference that makes. What would give somebody passion in selling their product or their service to another person? What's the most important thing you think a person can have in selling a product or service?
Well, there's a lost art in our country, which is this enthusiasm. See, I wrote down in my notes, Pray Drive is enthusiasm. What you really do for people at the Hoetze Health and Wellness is kind of help them get their Pray Drive back.
Yeah, for their health.
Well, for their health, which is their enthusiasm for life, their vim and vigor, as you say. And so in sales, what's missing in today's world, and I think it's because in the past our economy was easier and people became order takers, and what's missing is that enthusiasm to get another person excited about taking an action, another person excited about their future. And that's really what selling is. Selling is the exchange of talent or skill for problems. Money changes hands when problems are solved. But people don't know what to do. They don't know how to make a decision, which means to cut something away. So the great salesperson is a person that is enthusiastic and believes with 100% conviction it is to their benefit to take action with you. See, your wellness center can't help people until they take action. And talking on the phone doesn't do it. Thinking about it does it. Well, I'm going to go see Dr. Hoetze at some point in the future. Well, I really need to go to Hoetze Health. See, none of that changes their life if they don't take action. So the great salesperson has got to have an enthusiasm that says, join us and it will change your life. I remember you telling me at the Capitol Grill in Houston, you need to get on our program. And don't blame me when you got double your energy. And don't blame me when your business
grows. When you double your income.
Don't blame me when you double your income. What you were really doing there is activating my Pray Drive to go pursue my talent and potential. And I didn't realize until I spent time with you how important the health component to the Pray Drive really is. Because until they get that part right, they don't have the Pray Drive they need to pursue the energy they need to pursue their goals and talents and ambitions in life.
Well, you have been a wonderful example of a person that has taken recommendation that we've offered. I hope I'm not stepping over the line that you come here, but you've told other people.
Yep.
So Coach is a guest here at the center. And let me just tell you what, he's got a remarkable story. I mean, he's traveling all over the country, flying all over the country in his own private jet. He flew in the other day into Houston, flew in the morning in his own jet and flew out that afternoon. Yep. He was gone. I mean, he's traveling all over the country, speaking, meeting with people. That takes a lot of energy to do that, and that can wear you out. And as you mature and you age, your hormone levels are going to decline, and you maybe aren't eating right, and you're not exercising, you're not keeping your health up, and you wear out. And you develop problems that you could have averted if you'd have got on a healthy pathway earlier in life. That's what you need. It's never too late. Wherever you are right now, get on a pathway of health and wellness. But the sooner you do and the earlier you do, the better off you're going to be long term. The coach has done marvelous. And he's, you know, he and his family have done just wonderful. They have some exciting things that have happened to them over the last several years. I don't know what you could say. You want to tell them what those exciting things are?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things is we were struggling to have our second child. Okay. My wife and I went 7 years without having our second child. So I really believed we were done having children after our first child, but we had a desire to have another child. And Dr. Hoetze told me one day, he said, if you'll get your wife to our wellness center and let's get her hormones going like they should, you will have another child. And sure enough, we got her to Hoetze Health and Wellness. She got her hormones where they need to be. And we not only had one more child, we had two more children. And so now we have three kids. But we literally went for 7 years. And it was as simple as a conversation that Dr. Hoetze had with me one day that, hey, this is what could be happening. Get your wife to our wellness center and let's see what happens. And sure enough, he was 100% right. So every time I see our son, Eli, who's now 2.5 years old, I think about Dr. Hoetze for having that conversation with me and just taking the initiative to have the conversation. So there's many people out there who are trying to have a child or they're trying to get their life on a path to health and wellness minus the use of pharmaceutical drugs. And I'm like, look, you need to go to the Hoetze Health and Wellness Center. You need to go see Dr. Hoetze and you need to get this thing going. If you want to go out and have the kind of energy to do the things that you're seeing me do, you need to go get all of these things together. And that's what you need to do.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Coach, because we've really had our relationship. I've learned so much from you here. I'm 72 now, and we've been together, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years? How long has it been? It's been
about 7 years. Yeah.
Yeah. At least 7 years. And so I was at the ripe old age of 65, and a coach walks in and he teaches me things that I never heard about before. Now, I've always been a marketeer, and I've always promoted our businesses and talked about, natural approaches to health and all this. But this whole concept of sharing what we believe as the most important thing we can do in order to attract people who share those beliefs. As you probably, listeners, as you well know, I'm a strong Christian, a believer in Christ, and believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and that ought to direct our lives. Family lives, country lives, our nation all ought to be directed by God's word. Mm-hmm. And I put that out there. I'm not ashamed of that. I want people to know that because I believe that's what our country needs right now. We need to get back to the foundations, right in God's word, for crying out loud, the Ten Commandments. That'd be a good place to start. We ought to have that. And so when I share that because I know that that's what I believe, and it's going to attract people that share those values and want and appreciate somebody who will stand for their values, because not everybody is really geared or has the position where they can really stand up and share that, or maybe they're a little timid about that, speaking out boldly because of the cancel culture and the woke culture. They're worried to say something. Somebody might write a bad article about them. Well, you just got to be thick-skinned, now at 72. I've had so many bad articles written, but I got scars all over my body that have healed. They can't only draw blood anymore. Well, they try to cut me, there's no blood, it's just scar tissue. But the important thing is, when you're in business, you want to do business with people who share your values and your belief system. Yeah. And it makes it so much more enjoyable than to be woke and try to be something for everybody. You can't be, my dad used to say, and you've heard this too, and all of you all have heard this old saying, but my dad had added on to it. He said, you can please some of the people all the time, and you can please all the people some of the time. But those people that you can please, make sure you please them really well. So the people that you can please are people that tend to believe in what you believe. You want to please them really well because you want to give them encouragement. You want them to be in the battle with you, in the fight with you, to stand up for our God-given constitutional rights. I want every Christian I know to be healthy and strong and outspoken so we can turn our country back around. That's what we got to do. And yeah. we're in a mess of a heck right now, as you all well know. But that's why I believe that you need a coach in life like Coach Mike Burt. You need to buy his book, Flip the Switch. You need to order it. Put that back up on the screen where they can pre-order this for us, please. That book is Flip the Switch. You can pre-order this. And when you order this book, maybe hold it there. What do they need? Is there something they need to
go? They can go to the website, coachburt.com, and it's right up there in the middle to pre-order the book and get the bonuses. We've made it real simple. CoachBurt.com. Click right on there. It takes you straight to purchase the book, get the bonuses, and you're off to the races.
And the bonuses are you get to meet with Coach Burt on the air. You'll get a code to get into his webinars, and that's at CoachBurt, BURT.com. Now, and you can also, I'd highly recommend you. Can they go on and see some videos of you speaking at your website?
Yep, they can.
I would highly recommend you go to CoachBurt.com and listen to what Coach has to say about all these various goal setting, pray drive, having a purpose in life and direction, having a belief system that you can share with others. A sales system. He's got wonderful sales books for you individuals that are in sales. He's got wonderful material for sales, and I'd highly recommending you going to his website and then considering in some way making an investment with Coach Burt to get him to coach you. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have him fly into your city. You can do a lot of this online because he has so much material that's online that once you invest in the system, you can go and you can watch his material by videos. And I've done that with the people in our guest consulting department have looked at the material. And I think it's so very important for each one of you to be successful to have a coach like Coach Burt. And he's my number one guy. That's who I recommend. He's outstanding, solid Christian. He's got solid values, great wife, great kids. And he is intense as you'll ever find anybody. And he'll be a benefit to your life. Coach, what are your closing words to our listening audience?
A, thank you for having me. And I think the big takeaway from today's interview, and nobody's put it the way you put it, but I really want people to understand Pray Drive is enthusiasm for life. And nothing happens until the Pray Drive is activated. And when it does, you are off to the races, folks.
So get a copy of his book, Flip the Switch, or get any copy of his other books. Go watch Coach Burt on coachburt.com. Get yourself activated, get your Pray Drive activated, and get enthusiastic about life. Thanks for joining us today on the Dr. Hotsey Report.
Thank you for joining us for the Dr. Hotsey Report at the intersection of medicine and politics with Dr. Stephen Hotsey as your host. Join us again for the Dr. Hotsey Report every Monday, 4 p.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.